Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe here on a Thursday, and it is the anniversary of the 1998 National Championship game, which Tennessee won, the first BCS National Championship game. But a member of that team is Dr. Mickey Allen, the athletic director at Tennessee State University. Dr. Allen, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Chase, Big Joe, appreciate you all having me on.
Absolutely, and we'll get to that game and what you remember about that in a few minutes, but it's a great time to be a Tiger. I know a lot of good things happening on your campus and with the athletic department. Obviously, we love Coach Eddie and the football team, but how have things been going with TSU Athletics?
Man, it's going great. A lot of great things, like you said, happening on 3500 John A. Mayer Boulevard. This is a historic program that I took over during COVID, and in a short amount of time, we've been rolling, man. We just reestablishing our brand. Championship excellence was a standard in the 70s, 80s, really even early 90s at Tennessee State, and we're trying to get that back. Obviously, Coach George is trying to rebuild our football program, establish an identity. If you watched him play, he liked to run the ball down your throat. And so he's trying to bring that to our football program. He's really done a good job of recruiting, really added a lot of great local talent, national talent. And we're gonna get a coordinator in here. We're going through a process of getting a coordinator to really establish that identity where we can run the ball, control the clock, but also make splash plays with a lot of talent that we have on our football team. Coach Penny Collins is in his sixth year. We're 1-1 right now in the OVC. We play a big matchup tonight in Southern Indiana. Track program's rolling. We'll be resurfacing our track. We've done some things in our indoor from a facility enhancement standpoint. So just trying to bring a lot of things that I learned in SEC, being in administration at Tennessee, to another one of my alma maters where I went to grad school at Tennessee State, trying to bring that here and reestablish the championship tradition.
I'll tell you another thing, too, that I'm excited about. Obviously, we're the flagship of the Nashville Predators, but you all announcing a hockey program that's coming to your school, that's going to be really, really cool.
Special, right? HBCU program to really venture in this space. Hockey is, it's a great game. It's an exciting game. Really, man, I equate it to football on ice if you got some enforcers, right, with that stick. So we're going to recruit talent in here to be enforcers for us, but also score some goals with that puck. And so we have administrators on our staff here at Tennessee State, Nick Guerrero and Dusty Bennett. They're both athletic directors here in administration, so they're really taking charge in terms of getting that team developed. We have a lot of partnerships with Bar, different hockey brands, with Under Armour, with our apparel, and so. And then, man, we're getting calls for a docuseries that might be on the horizon. So, how cool would that be to follow the Tigers as we try to break the ice and really make the game more inclusive in the hockey space? But we've been getting great support from Sean Henry, the Predators, Gary Bettman with the NHL. And so it's been pretty cool to see it all develop.
Live and talking to Dr. Mickey Allen this morning. He's the athletic director at Tennessee State. Dr. Allen, we all think that we're young in heart, but can you believe it's been 25 years since you were on a football team, the University of Tennessee, that won the national championship?
Man, time flies, hey, when you're having fun. But no, I saw my Vols get the big win, over Iowa in the Citrus Bowl. And I thought about all those Citrus Bowls that Florida used to put us in when we couldn't get over the hump. But I remember in 98, we figured it out. And we got it done. And that team was, man, that's like my brothers. We're a special fraternity. A lot of talented players that went on to do great things in life, but also a lot of athletes that had careers in the NFL. But that team was phenomenal, man. We had a lot of depth, a lot of great coaches, and Coach Former, Coach Cutcliffe, Chief, Chavis, right, and Rodney Gardner, who's still recruiting at a high level. But that season started off with a big-time win, man. Syracuse beat Donovan McNabb's squad, and we kind of kept rolling after that.
Yeah, you look at that. I mean, that 98 season that you guys, you know, it's kind of destiny because, you know, what happens if Clint Sterner doesn't fumble the ball there, you know? And then you guys had to go and beat Mississippi State in the SEC title game, and then you had to beat Florida State. I mean, there are a lot of things that went right for you guys. That's what we love about this, Dr. Allen. You get together, you fight, you got brothers for life, and you win a national championship. But what moment stands out to you, the one moment in that season?
You talk about the fumble. I call it the fumble and the drive, right? So Arkansas, you know, we beat them 24-22. I remember that year, and they were driving. It looked like we were done. And sometimes when you put in the work and you got everybody pulling in one direction, you get a little luck. Something happens, and so Clint Stoner comes out of the snap. And I want to say the center steps on his foot, man. And the first thing, you know, you do when you fall is try to brace yourself. And he braced himself with the hand that had the pigskin in it. Billy Ratliff picks it up. And I said, yeah, we're destined to get this done. Because after that, man, it was just a heavy dose of that big bull we had in the backfield, Travis Henry.
Yeah.
He goes in and scores, right? And man, we go to you know, Tempe, Arizona, and just have a ball, eating a lot of Tostitos chips, man. That big man playing and practicing and watching film. They had a great Peter Wart, who was an elusive receiver, but we felt that we had corners and defensive backs in our unit that could you know, keep him in check. Dwayne Goodrich has a pick six for 50 plus yards. I want to say Peerless Price and T connected on 270 plus. Yard passing plays, and that was unexpected. So we were really a heavy dose of, you know, power run game, outside zone, play action, and then when we went play action, T had a phenomenal night, and that was a big deal with that team. Was after Peyton, what do we look like? And T really stepped up. We all rallied behind him from a defensive standpoint, and it didn't hurt to have Al Wilson breathing smoke with those heavy pads he used to wear, man, and he wrecked everything imaginable in the SEC.
Oh, he did. You know, funny, Dr. Allen, one thing that stands out for me for that season was the Alabama game. They had come back. They're almost getting ready to take the lead, and Peerless ran a kickoff back for a touchdown. And for some reason, I knew right then there was this team had something special, because you guys, every time a team would go at you, you know, you guys didn't quit and ended up winning the national championship over Florida State. And just, I got to ask, where's your ring? Do you wear your ring anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I wear it on special occasions, but we got in the safety box, man, to keep it locked up. My son, he's 12, so he likes me to bring it out a little bit. So we'll what the young people call us floss a little bit, that year you talked about the special teams play. I remember that game. Peerless comes down the sidelines against Alabama, but how about Jeff Hall? Jeff Hall, you know, we had the last second kick. He beat Syracuse 34-33. Then he comes and he has the game winning kick against Florida as well that night. And man, that was a night. That was the first night that I saw the goalposts go down Cumberland, you know, down the strip. But it seemed to get it there last year and got in the river. I heard against Alabama. But Josh Heupel's got it rolling, and you know, I was very pleased about Nico, seeing him, man. How'd you all feel about Nico's performance? Thought it was a great first time performance.
Thought he looked good. Thought he looked really good. I think they have somebody to build around, so they have to be excited up there, for sure. Dr. Mickey Allen is with us, TSU athletic director. You know, listening to you tell these stories, and you know, being on that 98 team, obviously. You know, Eddie playing in the NFL for as long as he did. Do you feel like that your kids there at TSU have a true realization and appreciation for being around, like in Penny too, you know, playing in his career? and just being around, you know, athletes like yourself and Eddie and Penny and others there, that they truly understand what they have?
I would say yes. You know, a lot of our guys, when they come in, we make sure that they understand the history of Tennessee State. I mean, we have two Hall of Famers, Richard Dent, Claude Humphrey, I mean, Gold Jackets. But once we take them through the history with Wilmer Rudolph and the Tiger Bells and all the history, they start asking, like, wait, what did you guys do? We played a little ball. And so now in this social media era, they can get online and kind of do the research on that. But you look at our football coaching staff, you know, Clyde Simmons played alongside of Reggie White, and Clyde Simmons was a problem with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, we know Eddie's career, what he did. You got Joe Bowden's our linebacker coach. Brandon Fisher's been around ball all his life as our defensive coordinator. I mean, we can go on and on. Coach Cheeseboro on campus, she has every medal known to man, gold, silver, bronze. I mean, there's a lot of, like you said, a lot of individuals on our campus that are around our student athletes, leading our student athletes to success, that have walked in some big shoes. We're not asking them to fill it. We're just asking them to give 110% to this great program and continue that tradition.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. You mentioned Hall of Famers. Ed Too Tall Jones should be another one.
Man, yes. And he should be the third Tiger that gets in, hopefully here soon. But he had a great career with Dallas under Coach Landry and those great teams there. But he's every bit of Too Tall. I had an opportunity to meet Ed Too Tall Jones during the Southern Heritage Classic banquet, and I just kept looking up. Let's just say that. I'm 5'10 and a half, man. He's got to be about 6'7", man.
Well, Dr. Allen, we appreciate the time today. Best of luck with everything going on over at TSU, and we'll continue to support and talk to you down the road.
Hey, man, you all do a phenomenal job. We appreciate the support, and go Big Blue, go Big Orange.
No doubt. Dr. Mickey Allen joining us here on the program, the athletic director at Tennessee State University and also a member of that 1998 BCS National Championship team. He brought up one of my all-time favorite players, Peerless Price, and it was also tough. Like, the next year, Price is playing for the Bills.
Right.
Of course, they play against the Titans, and we know what happened there. But nice little walk down memory lane. Coming up next, celebrity birthdays. We'll put a bow on things. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.